Storage is so full. Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud. We left off in the middle of Tet Amud Bet, 9b at the middle of the page. Today we're going to talk about Bi'ah, about relations. So the Gemara begins in the middle of Tet Amud Bet, 9b. Ubet Bi'ah Minalan. From where do we know that you can do, how you're able to do Kiddushin with Bi'ah, with relations? So the Gemara says, Amar Biyaba, Amar Biyachanan, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Be'ulat Ba'al. What does that mean? When the mention Asid La Ba'al Elidei Be'ilah. He becomes a husband by doing Be'ilah, by having relations. You become a husband by having relations, by having in mind that you're having relations for Kiddushin. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Abao. Some say Amrila, some say Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Ke'ura Zo Shoshana Rabbi, Uba'ala, Mela Meshen Iknet Bibiyah. Is this disgusting what Rebbe said? The Pasuk says, Uv'ala, meaning that a woman can be acquired through Bi'ah, through relations. Is that something that's not nice to teach? Why did you learn it from somewhere else? So the Gemara says, Im hatam hava amena ad mikadesh v'adar bayil. If it was from there, I would have thought that that's only Kiddushin if you do Kiddushin first and then you have relations. Kamashmalan comes to my teacher that no. That no, even just relations alone would be fine. Matkifla Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Imken Nara Murasa Damar Rachmana Biskila Hechi Mashkachala. If you have an engaged woman, Nara Murasa, that if another man were to come and sleep with her, that would be adultery, and they'd be liable, or he would be liable, to Sekila. From where do we find such a case now? So the Gemara says, Id Akdishu Hadar Ba'il. If he does Kiddushin with her first, and then sleeps with her, so be'ulahi, she's considered a be'ulah. She's a woman who is no longer a virgin, and therefore she's no longer a virgin. The punishment for adultery with a non-virgin is not sekila; it's chenek. So you don't find it there. And the Gemara says, "Ida akdish velo bayil." If you just do kiddushin and you don't sleep with her, she's still a virgin. Lav klumu, that's nothing. She's not necessarily considered a married woman in that regard. That adultery would be a death penalty. There's no death penalty for that. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, "Amru Rabbanan Chomed Abaye." They said in front of Abaye, "Mashkachad La Kigon Shebaale Arus Shelo Kedarka."
Isn't the death penalty chenek?
Mashkachad La Kigon Shebaale Arus Shelo Kedarka. That the husband, the arus, came and slept with her, not in the normal way. If the arus went with her while they were engaged, not in the usual way, from behind, that would make her a part be'ulah, but in this regard she would still be liable to sekila if she had went and slept with somebody else. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, be'ulahi uskila be'betula k'tiva. Skila is only by betula. Ki yena'ara k'tiva ki yena'ara k'betula me'urasa la'ish v'darshinan betula v'lo be'ulah sha be'ulah v'chenek k'shar eshadish. Be'ulah is with chenek, whereas a betula is with sekila. So the Gemara is saying maybe the case you can find it is if the man slept with her shaloki darka. The husband slept with her, and then if she did adultery, that would be sekila. Amar le Abaye, Amar lo Abaye, Abaye said to him, "Ad kan lo pligi Rabbi v'Rabbanan ela be'acher." Rabbi and Rabbanan are only disagreeing on another person. Aval baal, but on the husband himself, divrei akol im baalei shelo kederka asa be'ula. But they both agree that if the husband slept with her not in the usual manner, he turns her into a be'ula, a non-virgin. And therefore the punishment is no longer sekila, it becomes chenek if she commits adultery. So the Gemara says, Mayhi, what's the machloket? The Tanya, the Braita says, Ba'o alea asara anashim v'adayini betula. If let's say 10 people come and sleep with her, and she's still considered a virgin, kulan beskila. So therefore all of them still receive sekila. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer ani harishon biskila v'kulan bechenek. The first one to sleep with her is sekila. The rest of them is chenek because she's now a non-virgin. Amar av Nachman bar Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, he gives another explanation of where we find a woman who she would be liable to sekila. She's nara murasa. Mashkacha la kigon shekidsha bishtar. If let's say he did kiddushin with her with a document. Oh, ho'il v'gomer u'motzi, gomer u'machnis. Just like he's able to finish the job and divorce her with a document, so he's able to finish the job and marry her and do kiddushin with the document, and therefore some person who comes and commits adultery with her would be liable to sekila. Rabbi Yochanan, hay uv'ala mayavile. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yochanan use with the pasuk uv'ala? How does he explain that word? Because he was doresh from be'ulat ba'al. So the Gemara says, ha'umi ba'ile, He says that's coming to exclude a Hebrew maidservant. That Amaha Ivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, would not be acquired through relations. Whereas this person would be acquired through relations. Meaning a woman for marriage is acquired through relations, but Amaha Ivriya is not acquired through relations. Why would I thought she is? So Sakadata Khamina, I would have thought to say, Teiti be Kalvachomer mi Yevama. We can learn it from a Kalvachomer from Yevama. Why? Uma Yevama. A Yevama who is waiting for her brother-in-law to marry her does not get acquired with money. She can only be acquired with the man sleeping with her or them doing yibum. So how much more so this Amaha Ivriya, she's acquired with money. How much more so Inodin sheniknet bebia, is it not all the more so she's acquired with relations? The Gemara says, hold on. Mali Yevama sheken zekuka ve'omedet. Yevama is different. Because the Yevama is bound. She's bound to the brother-in-law now. Whereas Amaha Ivriya is not bound. So how can you learn the Kal Vachomer from Amaha Ivriya? The Gemara says, HaKadat HaChamer, I would have thought to say, Ho'il V'Katav, since it says, Im Acheret Yikachlo, if he takes another wife, so he kisha HaKatuv LaAcheret. The Pasuk made this Amaha Ivriya. He's saying, if this man took Amaha Ivriya and then married another wife, he can't treat the other wife better than this one and then take away from the Amaha Ivriya. So it made a connection between the other wife and this Amaha Ivriya. Ma acheret mikanya bebi'a, just like another wife would be acquired through relations. Af Amaha Ivriya mikanya bebi'a, so too I would have thought that this Amaha Ivriya is acquired through relations. Kamashmala, and that's why the Gemara teaches us that no, that's not the case, and therefore Amaha Ivriya is not acquired with relations. The Rabbi, Hai Svara Minale, where does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi learn? Because he learned from the Pasuk Uv'ala. So where does he learn? From where does he learn this deen that Amaha Ivriya is not acquired through bia? The Gemara says, "Imken lichtov rachmana uvaal ubaal my uvala." It could have just written ubaal. Why does it write ubaala with a hey? Shma mina tarte. He says it's coming to teach you two things: what we learned earlier and to exclude Amaha Ivriya from bia. Ularava de amar barahina asbirali. Hold on. According to Rava, who says that Barahina, who is the Shem Talmid Chacham, he explained to me, Ki ikach ish ishau va'ala, a man takes a woman and sleeps with her, kiddushin ha-misurin le-biyahavu kiddushin. That's teaching us that kiddushin that is able to come to bi'ah, that's kiddushin. But kiddushin she'en misurin le-biyah, lo'avu kiddushin. But kiddushin that will not come to bi'ah relations is not considered kiddushin. That's what you learn from the pasuk. So according to you, ma'ikal ha-mimar then. What are you going to say then? If he uses that same pasuk for a different derasha, how can you learn out something else from that same pasuk? You can't learn multiple things from the same word in the pasuk. So how can you explain according to him? So the Gemara says, imken nichtov kra, then you would say, the pasuk would say, o be'ala. It would have said, or you saw it there, or be'ala. My uv'ala, what does it say? Uv'ala? Shema minat kulu. It's coming to teach three things. All three of these things, that's what it's coming to teach from this one word. You see how the Torah is so unique, that one word in the Torah can come and teach so many different lessons. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ve'ribi, hayu be'ulat ba'al mayavid. What does Ribi Dan Nasi do with the words be'ulat ba'al? So the Gemara says, hayu be'ulat ba'al ose ota be'ulat shelo kederka. We said there's a difference between a non-virgin and a virgin with regards to adultery. A non-virgin's adultery punishment is? No, a non-virgin. If she's not a virgin, the punishment is chenek. If she is a virgin, the punishment is sekila. Right? Right, that's what the pasuk says. That's what we learned earlier. So if she is a if who makes her into a virgin? If let's say someone slept with her not in the normal manner from behind, only the husband makes her a non-virgin by doing that. But another person would not make her a non-virgin based on this pasuk in sleeping with her in that way. So the Gemara says, "Me eat later." Be high svara. Does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi have such an opinion? V'ataneva v'braita ba'u aleha asara ben anashim. 10 people come and sleep with her. She's still a virgin. All of them get sekila. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi disagrees and says, Omer ani harishon biskila v'kulam b'chenek. The first one gets sekila, the rest of them get chenek. Oh, what do you see from Rabbi Danasi? Rabbi Danasi is saying, even if another man comes and sleeps with her, the first one turns her into a non-virgin. So why are you saying that no, only the husband turns her into a non-virgin when sleeping with her in a non-usual manner? So the Gemara says, Amar bi zera, Moder Rebbe linyan knas de kulo mishalme. Rebbe agrees when it comes to fine. Let's say someone violates a woman, that the fine, everyone, Rebbe agrees that all of them have to pay. All of these 10 people. Why does it differ in the case of the death penalty? Only the first one gets sekila, the rest of them would get chenek. Shani hatam, over there is different. The Amar Kala Pasuk says, Meta isha asher shachav iman levado. The person, a man who came and slept with her, a man who went out and saw an engaged woman and violated her and committed adultery, he himself will die. That's what the Pasuk says. So because it references levado, it says he himself, therefore only he gets sekila, the rest of them would get chenek. I thought a question you can ask over here is, hold on. The Gemara said, who makes her into a non-virgin? The husband, if he sleeps with her in an unusual manner. Over here, maybe it's not talking about non-usual manner. Maybe it's talking in the regular usual manner. But anyway, okay, let's continue.
Didn't Rashi say the case before is that it's in the unusual way?
Right, that's what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara was saying, Rebbe over here learns out that a husband makes her into a non-virgin when he sleeps with her in an unusual manner, but not another man. And then the Gemara said, oh, does Rebbe really hold like that? But we see that he only says the first one gets sekila, not the rest of them.
I'm saying that case before in Rashi said it's shalokadarka. When he brought
it's a good answer. Very good. Okay, the Gemara then says, V'rabbanan, hay levado may avdile. Okay, what would the Rabbanan say about the word levado? How do they explain the word levado? So mibaylehu lechidetani. They explain to the following beraita. It says umetu gam shneim. Let's read the pasuk. Imatze ish shochev imisha, man sleeping with a woman beulat baal. Umetu gam shneim. They both are put to death. Haish shochev imayisha vaisha ubiyarta ram Yisrael. And you remove all the bad from Israel. Both the man and the woman are put to death for this adultery. So the Gemara says ash yush shavin ke echad. Unless both of them, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Shneim shavin bnei on nashin, until both of them are both of age of punishment, meaning above the age of bar bat mitzvah. It's coming to exclude if, let's say, an adult man slept with a girl who's under bat mitzvah, that it would not be the case. The woman would not be put to death in that case. They wouldn't be have the same. They wouldn't have this death penalty that they both get put to death unless they're both above age. That's what he learns from the word levado. So the Gemara says. That's the very Rabbi Oshaya. That's the words of Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Yonatan says, "Umeta isha shechav ima levado." Only the man is put to death in that case. So therefore, that's what the Rabbanan is coming to say. I learned from the word levado that only the man would be put to death in such a case like that, and not both of them. That's where the Rabbanan comes and holds like. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, hai svara minale. So where does Rabbi Yochanan learn this svara? This idea from that what Rashi says, the baal oseota beula shelo kedarka, that the husband, only the husband makes her a non-virgin when sleeping with her in an unusual manner. Right? We just saw that Rabbi said that's the case, that only a husband makes her a non-virgin when sleeping with her in an unusual manner. But another man would not make her a non-virgin with regards to the punishment aspect if someone committed adultery. So he's saying, where does the Rabbanan learn this from? So the Gemara says, so where does Rabbi Yochanan learn this from? Mechila. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, imken nichtov kra beulat ish. If that's the case, it would have just said in the pasuk beulat ish. Why does it say my beulat baal, the sleeping of her husband? Shma mina tarte. It's coming to teach two things. So the second thing over here that it's coming to teach is that only when the husband sleeps with her, shelo kedarka, not in the usual manner, does that make her a non-virgin? That if someone were else come and sleep with her and commit adultery, the punishment now, since she's not a virgin, would be chenek and not sekila. Right? We know the order of punishments. There's sekila, serefa, herek, vechenek, and then karet. This is the order of stringency of punishment. Sekila, stoning, is the worst. Then there's serefa, it's burning her. Sekila, serefa, herek, beheading, vechenek, and then strangulation. So sekila is you stone her. Serefa is you pour lead down her throat, you burn her. Sekila, serefa, strangulation and cutting off the head, and then chenek is strangulation, and karet obviously we know is cutting off their soul. So this is the order of punishment. So if sekila is when she's a virgin as adultery, that's the most stringent of all the punishments. So the Gemara says, Ibailu, we have a question. Techilat biyakona or sof biyakone? Is it the beginning of relations, that beginning part, is that what is acquiring the woman, or is it the end of relations acquiring the woman? So the Gemara says, "Nafke mina kigon sheheraba upashta yada vikibla kiddushin me'acher." Let's say he did the beginning of relations, and then she pulled away and she went and accepted kiddushin from someone else. What's the din then? That's the question. Or inami, or let's say a different question. Lekohen gadol, Let's say the question is a Kohen Gadol. The Kakane Betula Bebiya. Kohen Gadol. Is he allowed to have... We know Kohen Gadol can only marry a virgin. Is Kohen Gadol allowed to do Kiddushin with a virgin by sleeping with her, by having relations? So, let's see. If it's the beginning of relations, that's Kohen, then it's presumably, yeah, you'd be able to because you're acquiring her right away as she's a virgin, as you begin. But if it's the end, then by the time you finish, she's already not a virgin anymore. So therefore, you cannot do Kiddushin with her with Bi'ah because by the time you're done, she's no longer a Betula. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Amar Amemar Mishmei Deraba Kol HaBoel Da'ato Al Gemar Bi'ah. Anyone who sleeps with a woman, his mindset is on the end of Bi'ah. It's not on the beginning, and therefore the end of Bi'ah is what finishes the job. Look at Rashi. אם מותר לקדש בביאה, היא אמר תחילת ביאה קונה מותר, ויהיה סוף ביאה קונה נמצאת באולם משעת ההראה שלא לשם קידושים, ועשיר אלה, if, like exactly what I said with Kohen Gadol, if the beginning of relations would have done the job, then he's allowed to do kiddushin with her by relations. But since we say at the end that no, it's only the end of relations that does the job, therefore Kohen Gadol cannot do kiddushin with a woman by biyah, can only do kiddushin in the other ways, like keshef and shtar, with a betula, because the end of the biyah is what makes the kiddushin, and she's no longer a virgin, and therefore he's asura to the woman. By the way, we have a question. Biyah nisuin osa or erusin osa? Does bi'ah do nisuin or erusin? What's the difference between nisuin and erusin? So at weddings nowadays, we do both of them together. Back in the day, they used to do erusin, which was like this engagement process. Like erusin and kiddushin is the same. So harayat mekudeshedli, that was kiddushin. And then, a year later or so, they would do nisuin, which is what we do now at the wedding. Nowadays, we take both of them, we do them together. So first we do the harayat mekudeshedli, then we do some interruption with the speech, and we read the ketubah, and then we do nisuin after, which is the reading of the Sheva Barachot, which is the actual finishing of the marriage under the chuppah. So, does relations do nisuin, actual marriage, or only kiddushin? So, nafka mina liyorsha, litamela, lefer nedereya. The question is, does he start inheriting her from... if he's a kohen, is he allowed to become tameh to her if she passes away? And, is he able to annul her vows? So the Gemara says, "Iyamar nisuin osa." If you say it does full-fledged marriage, yorsha umitamela v'afer nedereya. You inherit her, you can become tameter if you're a kohen, and you annul her vows. V'yamar erusin osa. But if you say it only does engagement, eino yorsha, you don't inherit her. Eino mitamela, you don't become tameter. Eino v'afer nedereya, and you don't annul her vows. So what's the din? My Amar Abaye, the Gemara says, "Tashema, come and listen." Ha'av zakai bebito, a father has the zechut, he has the rights over his daughter, who is a ketana, a young girl, b'kiddushin, with her kiddushia, b'kesef, b'shtar u'bia, with the money, with the document, with the relations, the money given on the relations, right? V'zakai b'metziata, or let's say the zechut of her findings, whatever she finds, u'maseyadea, her earnings, u'afar nedera, the father can annul the vows, u'mekabelet gita, the father can accept a get for his young daughter, for his underage daughter, for her get, ve'eino ochel perot b'chaya, but he does not eat the produce, fruits, during her lifetime. What are the fruits? What are fruits? Not actual fruits. So Rashi explains what these fruits are, is referring to minichasim anoflin la mibet avi ima. It's referring to property that falls to her from her mother's father. Meaning the mother's father, if the property falls to her, the father is not zoche with those properties while she's still alive. Oh, the Gemara comes and says, but niset, once she gets married, yater alav habal she'ochel perot b'chaya, the husband has all of those and even more, that he eats the fruits, he eats he gets the properties and he gets the benefit from those properties that she got from her mother's father during her lifetime. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said first bi'ah, and then it said, and if she got married, what do you see? Katane bi'ah v'katane niset. It said she had relations and then it said she got married, meaning there are two separate stages. There's relations, which does kiddushin. And then there's nisuin, which is the actual full-fledged marriage. These are two separate stages. The Gemara says, ki ketane. No, it wasn't saying it's two separate stages. Ki ketane niset asha'ara. When it said marriage, it was referring to in other stages of kiddushin. Meaning, if he only did kiddushin with kesef, with money, or with a document, then he needs to do nisuin. But really, the Gemara is saying, maybe you're able to really do nisuin with relations. The Gemara says, Amar Ava Tashma, come and listen. Bat shalosh shanim b'yom echad. You have a 3-year-old girl in one day. Mitkadesh v'biyah. She, if someone sleeps with her, she does kiddushin. That's kiddushin. V'im ba'aleh, he can do kiddushin with her, sleeping with her. V'im ba'aleh, yavam kina'ah. If the brother-in-law slept with her, he acquires her. if she's a Yevama. If she's a Yevama, he's the brother-in-law. V'chayavin aleha mishum eshet ish. And if she's married and someone comes and sleeps with her, that's committing adultery. She's eshet ish. She can be 3 years old in one day and eshet ish. U'mitamad bu'ala. And she can make her husband tameh. If let's say, when she's nida, during Shivat Yamim of nida, she makes her husband tameh. If they're together. It's not practical. Litameh mishkav tachton ke'elyon. It can make her tameh, like a mishkav tachton, like the bottom mattress under all of the levels of tum'ah, just like the beged hazav, the elyon, the clothing that is on the zav himself. Meaning, what does that mean to make her tameh in that regard? So Rashi explains, she'oseh bo'ala moshav u'mishkav, afilo eser matzaot, abal lo liot avatumah. Doesn't make him an avatumah. Litameh adam ve'kelim, to make kelim and people tameh. But ela letameh ochalin mashkin, ke'elyono shezav. It makes him to the level of tumah that he makes... No, not a zav. Like what's on the zav, like a clothing on the zav that can make food tameh, or make drinks tameh, things like that. That's what level of tumah he becomes. Vim niset, oh, that was relations. Now it's saying, if you get married, lekohen to a kohel, ochel be truma, then she can start eating truma. Vim ba leah echad mikol arayot sheba Torah, and if one of the arayot slept with her, mumatin al yada, they get put to death, because she is an arayot at this age. Vim peturan, she's exempt. If one of the pesulin came and slept with her, it makes her pasul to the truma. Let's say a relative, or someone who's pasul to her, let's say.
Marry a kohen.
Makes her pasul to marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, so what is the Gemara saying over here? Katani biyavi, katani niset. You said a case of relations that she makes him tameh. And then you said, if he marries her, then she can eat truma if he's a kohen. What do you see? The relations and the marriage are two separate stages. That means relations does kiddushin, and marriage seemingly does nisuin, the full-fledged marriage. It's not the same thing. Relations would not do nisuin. The Gemara says, no. Hachi kamar, this is what he meant to say. I hane nisuin, de kohen ninhu ochele b'truma. No. What he meant to say is, if you do that style, meaning if you marry her, how do you marry her? By derech of sleeping with her. If you married her by sleeping with her, then you can start eating truma. Meaning, if she slept with him for nisuin and he's a kohen, that's marriage, and therefore you can start eating truma. It wasn't staging it in two separate stages. It was saying, if he marries her, meaning through bi'ah, through relations. That's what he meant to say. And therefore, what he's trying to conclude here is he's trying to say that really, maybe you can do nisuin, full-fledged marriage with relations, unlike kesef and shtar, that would be just kiddushin. This would be actual nisuin. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Today was about bi'ah. So first step was on the Amud Bet. And Amud Bet, we talked about bi'ah for kiddushin. From where do we know bi'ah? Person can do kiddushin with bi'ah. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, we asked, is it the finishing of bi'ah that does kiddushin, or the beginning of bi'ah that does kiddushin? We said it's on the end of bi'ah, because that's what a person's mind is on. The third part of the daf, which really jumped onto the Amud Bet, was, can bi'ah, does it do only kiddushin, which is the engagement process, or also nisuin? Can it even do the full-fledged marriage? So the Gemara is trying to conclude over here by saying that it's possible that bi'ah can even do relations, can even do nisuin. And the only reason why in these cases it taught it as two separate entities was in this second case, this last case, it wasn't stating as bi'ah and marriage. It was saying that if you do bi'ah, and if you marry this person, meaning if you marry him through the derech of bi'ah, therefore you would be able to potentially do nisuin with relations. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Questions, comments?
What's the problem with the